Good morning, everyone. Universal Energy Radio. This is the Lois Effect. And my name is Elisa.
My name is Extra Crispy Two Piece and a Biscuit because I didn't get any sleep. My name is Liz.
No.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Well, we had a snowstorm.
Oh, okay. Wow.
We had a major snowstorm in New York, and the plows were going all night. Anyway, so I'm operating on very little sleep, but that's not the first time. And doing this show for over 10 years, not the first time, certainly won't be the last time. And, you know, there's not much expectation during a pandemic and a snowstorm. You know what I'm saying? So there's food in the house. There's the appropriate rations of alcohol, you know, that's so funny. The liquor stores must have done very well in New York. And grocery stores lines around the block. Crazy. And thank goodness I'm not going to wait on a really long line. I'll find a loophole and figure it out. But I figured it out. And what's great is this is not a big deal. At all in terms of life in New York. And I think everything will be clear probably by, I think the warning is till 1 o'clock this afternoon, but it's been basically snowing since about 4 o'clock yesterday, 3-4 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know how much is out there, but yeah, but it's crazy because last winter we didn't have any storms. So it's interesting. It's like, well, you know what? We're going to do it now because if people are indoors and it's Christmas time and, you know, it's pretty and it would probably be the cleanest snow that we've had because not as many people are out and about. And the tourist trade is minimal at best. Mm-hmm. You know, and what crowds the city is, you know, and we need the tourism or the tourists. So, yeah, so I will stumble through as best as I can and see how it goes. But, yeah, operating on no sleep, but I can rest later today. So, anyway, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, we didn't get snow here. It's cold and it's a little on the rainy side, but I just stayed in. I've been trying to get some of these other like administrative things taken care of. There's a lot that I'm looking at either asking for change or wanting to change.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Mm-hmm. Right. And in anticipation of all this energy, which there's a lot of information out there on this rinky-dink show. We, you know, we're just gonna be like, I think this is what's going on. I don't know. You might want to check. word on the street is it's a big portal of energy happening on the 21st. Allegedly, I got a scrap of papers, you know, passed from me from one cell to the next cell, you know, in the prison of life. And that's what. Yes, when I was in solitary confinement, somebody snuck this message under my door that said, there's a big energy portal happening on Monday. So, this is the time to ask those questions and to release. Like Lois is in my ear. It's not so much release. It's to unshackle. It's to unbind.
Ooh.
To unbind the ties which bind you.
Ooh.
All right, Lois Grant. Okay.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that too. I would not have come up with that on my own. Like that's, I'm getting that hit. That we may have put them in place, you know, because we're the architect of our own experience, obviously. So we may have put them in place as a means of coping, surviving, life or death, even. None of it's not an act of self-harm. Because I think sometimes we beat ourselves up, like, why did I do that to myself? And then you're self-harm on top of self-harm, right? Right. But it's to understand that where there was little offered in terms of choice, and this is about preservation, it's interesting because I would have just said survival, but she's saying preservation. Which is a more elegant term. Do you know what I mean? You can preserve, things can be preserved at the Smithsonian Institute. Do you know what I mean? Like there's a regard. There's a, you know, that there's a, almost like a sacredness for things to be curated, preserved, as opposed to surviving just to survive. Survive, it's such a broad spectrum. What does surviving mean? Surviving, there's like a constriction with surviving, if that makes sense, as opposed to thriving, or as opposed to persevering. I hope I'm making sense, Lois, girl. Because she's tired. She didn't sleep. But, yeah. So, for the energies, like I think Marguerite mentioned the other day about the phenomena of the North Star, and there will be, I don't know where in the world you can see it. I haven't done any research, but just what I've heard very indirectly, that it was like the 1600s or something crazy, the last time that there's going to be this type of visibility. I mean, I don't even know how they keep those records, but whatever. But there's so many other things happening in addition to that, all at the same time. So we can surrender the ties that bind us, not blame ourselves, because that's just futile. That's just a waste of energy. That's just squandering your energy. And energy is a commodity. It's so sacred. Then we can enter into an expansion and a liberation never even possibly imagined before. So that's the take. That's kind of like what I'm sort of translating energetically, why that's significant, even though I'm not going to jump through hoops to do all this research online. And I'm just referring to quickly, I got, like you, Elisa, so we have our friend and ally, how do you pronounce Anita's last name? I never know.
Roush.
Okay, Anita Roush, who she and Anna do the Abundant Power Hour show on Mondays, typically at 8:30 p.m. United States Eastern Time. And she said to make a list for the show as we listen. It's healing. It's about healing the light body and to welcome in new patterns and a complete shifting of what's not wanted. And it's a body and heart balancing. So that those were notes that I took at the end of my – I had a – so Anita, who's a wonderful reader, she's getting a certification. So she's offered herself to her friends and colleagues to, so that she can accrue hours to be eligible for her certification as a reader. And so this was the end of the notes that I was taking when she was talking about that. And my guess is that the list is identifying things that you are ready to receive now.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I'm going to definitely try to make myself available to listen live and then just see what happens. And if we're not able to listen live, then, of course, you know, like our show, you could always find it on iTunes and on other platforms as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so I like that. So, yeah.
We do have a hand raised.
Oh, good. Let's do it.
But yeah, Monday's a big deal. I've pulled up things I need to read. I just haven't had a chance to read them yet. So,
like articles
yeah,
about it.
Just like astrologically,
okay,
all that stuff. And then
there's a lot going
listened,
on. Too much for me.
I still haven't listened to that show with Anna and Anita. But that of course, and now this person's not here anymore. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Hi. Hey, girl. Bye.
So. But it's one of those that between the articles and hopefully getting around to listening, I'll know what specifically I need to do. I know that there's been a lot of writing. I did some stuff Monday because Monday was the new moon. So
right.
I did some stuff Monday, just some writing out of things. Yeah, and that's partly why, like, a lot of stuff I've been doing has been very low-key. In fact, yesterday, I stayed in bed.
Nice.
And
that's what I want to do today.
Yeah, I mean, but I didn't leave my room until probably 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's great. Sometimes we just have to do that. That is great.
And I'm finding that I've been doing that at least once a week for the last few weeks.
Yeah, you
There's
need to
been,
do it. Whatever
one
that
day
means.
Where I'm just like, I'm not hungry.
Uh-huh.
We're not hungry enough that I need to get out of bed. Like I'll drink some water or something like that. And,
of course.
But other than that, I'm like, I think I'm good. I think I'm just going to stay here. So it's been interesting to pay attention to that and to get, there was a dream I had, I think it was like last week, where Lois was trying to get in touch with me, or she was there. She was there.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Lois was there, and it was like I was at her house. Or wherever she was staying, I just associated that with her house.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend, one of my friends was there, my friend Kim, who you met.
Mm-hmm.
And we were trying to patch up something at her house. You know, like there was a stepladder involved and like some wallpaper, I'm not sure. But Lois, I couldn't hear her. In fact, Lois was saying, "Can you hear me?" And it
oh
was,
my God!
And it was that scratchy, like a poor connection on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But it,
mm-hmm.
so, but I knew she was around, like I could see her. But here I am looking around, like, am I doing something wrong? Like, what?
No.
What is that?
Mm.
So that was on the heels of like my friend. So my friend Kim had a lot of water damage happen to her apartment.
Mm-hmm.
From the people upstairs, and it affected her. Where
oh my God,
you know she's like all of her stuff. Well, the walls and the floors and where everything was flooded. So that was a big stress for her. Obviously, she's working from home, and it's just her and her like her rabbit. She has a rabbit, so she's. She was overwhelmed, and I remember, you know, every time we talked to her, she's just overwhelmed by all of it, just
poor
done
thing.
With it. And living in an apartment, it's not the best situation. I mean, I guess that management company was not handling things very well.
Right.
So she, you know, that's the energy that I remember her with. So. To have her associated with having to fix stuff around the house, like the walls or wallpaper or patching up something, I'm like, okay, that kind of makes sense. But then there's Lois, and I'm like, oh, what are we trying to do here? So I don't remember when that came in, but it was a feeling of like the connection wasn't that great. with Lois, and so I'm like, okay, well, what do I need to be doing here? That was a feeling I got. Like, well, the feeling I got during the dream was like, well, so am I not supposed to be here? Am I doing something wrong? And so the connection is, you know, what do I need to do to strengthen it? Or is it like, is that something that I wanted to strengthen? I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, your concern with all of that is part of the ties that bind you. Because you could hear her perfectly fine. But it's like, and this isn't coming from me, like what I'm saying right now. This is sort of what I'm picking up. But it's almost, it's like, it's the frequency is so subtle that it's being obscured by other things. And that's, so whether it's, you know, you thinking about it or questioning or whatever, it's just being obscured. But the thing that she wants you to focus on is that there's connection. Right? So to not focus on the quality of the connection, but the first step is like, there's a connection. That's, acknowledge that.
Okay.
Right?
And there always has been a connection. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So now you are experiencing in this time-space perception of reality another version of the connection. Right? So now it's the time to, she's using the, I would never use this metaphor, but she's using the metaphor of like a Native American or some indigenous whatever person. I guess, what does that mean when they would put the ear to the ground? They would do that for what? To hear? If something,
yeah, like I guess, yeah, or yeah, how far away something was or how close something was.
Okay, so that image just came in. So it's almost like put your head to the ground, not literally, but put your head to the ground. And that there is an onset of energy, an onset of connection, but it's about you putting your head to the ground to really know where it is, know how far it is, and as it gets closer, you can hear it clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer. So that's sort of her take on the connection part of the dream.
Okay.
Yeah, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
Huh?
I'm sure it will.
Yeah, right. But the fact that it's like it's a revised version of the connection you guys have always had. But you know, the fact that your veil is open enough, right, for you to remember her coming in through a dream, that's a big step.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like it wouldn't quite add up if the connection was crystal clear at this stage, because this is all new.
Right.
Right? So the fact that you're acknowledging that there is this newfound connection, of course it's not clear. Because that's about doing the work and that's about process. And that's what so many people forget. And it's there's a lot of resistance. But it takes far less energy to not resist as it does to resist. It's just the fear part. Now, I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying that's why when I think maybe that's why people are so caught up with celebrity and accomplishment. Of course they are. because if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Mm.
You know, so it's kind of easier to live through those that we admire because they had the grit and the tenacity and the scrappiness and the wherewithal and the talent to cultivate that. But it's something that's not extremely common, right?
Right.
Right. And something that is usually not the easiest of journeys to experience. So, no, it makes perfect sense. It would have been more of a fantasy if the connection was so clear. So this
right.
kind of proves that this is your truth and that it's authentic and it's real, because that's kind of ironic, because the connection was not perfectly and pristinely clear.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going from one realm to another. We're going from an etheric light realm into this hot mess that we call life on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, she's happy I didn't say shit show. Sorry. But this... too bad. But this hot mess. Yeah. But this is good though. That's a good dream. That's
mm-hmm.
And do you remember like how you were feeling like prior to having the dream?
Oh.
Like before you knew that you weren't even have this experience of this dream, like sort of like where were you at, like in your emotional or just in your just self-awareness? Like where were you in your alignment with yourself? Like the night of the dream, if you can recall.
That, I can't remember. I know around that time, just and for some time now, some of the big themes that I've been looking at have been, you know, where am I living? How am I living?
Mm.
You know, some of the things that I think, I mean, even, you know, even recently, I was in having a conversation with some friends last night. Like, I've lived such a different life from others in that, mm. you know, by now, I've got my brother who's wanting to move to a new house. You know, but
oh.
I have a couple of friends, you know, who are moving, who have put offers on other homes, and they're looking to seal that deal within the next couple of weeks and you know, at some point in the new year move to a new home. And I'm still like, you know, kind of living in someone else's home and there's a part of me that's fine with that, because I don't think I want to own my own home, because
no,
I see all the work that's
You'd
involved
be so
in
tethered.
It.
Tethered. Yeah.
And yet I'm committed to making this place as good as it can be.
Right.
Because I'm already here.
Right.
And I think I had to stop fighting that, because
mm.
it's like, oh yeah, I do want the house to be nice, but then it's like, well, you know, regardless, like this is where I've been, and I don't think I put that connection in. And I'm living in a place where, you know, there's someone who actually does want to get things fixed, even if,
mm-hmm.
you know, even if the details can take a while to suss out,
mm-hmm.
you know. I think living at my brother's old home, like he wasn't around. He just, you know, he would come back and point out all the things that were wrong. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and it's not my house to fix. Like it's something that if you were here, you would want to take care of it as soon as possible. And you could with, you know, knowing what you could with your insurance and all that. But,
right.
but I'm like, you know, it's stuff that was just in disrepair before I even moved in. So
right.
I can't, you know, I'm not the best person. I'm not the handyman. But yet I stayed there. I stayed there for a long time. And so there's a part of me that's like, I don't want to get stuck in that again. And yet I'm in this house, and there are things that were happening to this house well before I moved in that just,
yeah,
that needed to be looked at. And they still do. But like, I don't know. There's just a lot that I'm looking at, and instead of being in resistance to it, it's like, no, I want to get it done. And,
good.
And I'm not going to push it. Like, I'll let things fall into place. And I'll, try to keep this house as safe as possible. But I have to go in with it knowing that it'll get fixed. It'll get done. But I know that if I had to take all that on,
it's overwhelming.
My own, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd shut down like I have in the past.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'm not going to do it.
Right. Right.
Right. So that was sort of the mindset of looking at, in a sense, kind of comparing where I've been and how I am with other people. And I realized, well, I've always made different decisions, and it may not be the most popular decision
But it's for you. Who cares?
But it is. Mm-hmm. It makes sense for me and where I am right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was
right. Right.
What I was thinking.
Right. Right. And it's almost like this is more a question from Lois than it is from me. Are you sharing those ideas and decisions and things like that with anybody? Like, or are you keeping it to yourself or what?
Decisions,
ideas, what you're thinking about, decisions that you've made in the past.
I've shared certain things with certain people, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always been something I've chatted about.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably say no on the most part. Like, stuff with the house I have talked with my aunt about as best as
of
I can.
Course.
But,
of course.
Right. But stuff with, how it ties back to, my other house and all that, no.
Right. Yeah. And that's good, actually, because it would make matters, it would muddy the waters. Again, an expression I would never use. It would make things less clear. So it's good that you're really not talking to a lot of people. But also, these are two, you're drawing parallels, and of course it makes sense because you're dealing with a prior family member's home that you were in, and now another family. But what she's saying is that's the only connection. She's like, it's two different things, but because of if you are bringing in that energy of whatever, basically she wants you to know, you think there's unfinished business. She's like, there's no unfinished business.
Okay.
The only unfinished business that you think you have is thinking that you have unfinished business, that there's more that you have to do. Nope. Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, there is no unfinished business. You think there is, but there isn't.
Right. And is that part of me breaking my own patterns?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's like the veil's getting thinner and thinner and thinner. But it's a process. And that's the thing that most don't understand. Process involves stages of ascending consciousness. And that's how we do the work. And process is a series of steps where they're often repetitive, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're often and that repetition leads to frustration. That's part of it, the contrast, moving through that. And then there's the relief and the release of moving through that, and then all the wisdom that comes with that, and the growth and the understanding. But many resist process because there's fear of what that work looks like or what it might bring up or what other unresolved issues may pop up. But the torment of being in resistance, that's just two steps, you know, forward, two steps back.
Mm.
So you're not going it. You're not going anywhere fast.
So,
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. I think that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. So, very interesting. But yeah, there's probably so much that we throw in our path. It's almost like, well, we want this to take longer, or we want this to be harder, or we want to swim in Jello. Like, why do you want to swim in Jello? Why can't you just swim in the pool? Why got to swim in Jello for? Why? It's sticky. It slows you down. Come on. But yeah.
And so that's interesting because even saying that, when you're saying things like that, it in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, I could say, oh, well, I'm probably, especially with me doing all the ancestral work, oh, I'm probably, you know, trying to pay off all these debts from lifetimes past. And, and you know, if I said I'm taking a hit for the team, then I guess I'm taking a hit for the team. And and maybe that's what it is. Because there's a lot of stuff that I've experienced, or that, you know, as I'm looking at me compared to, you know, fill in the blank, I'm like, yeah, these were things that I've never been interested in. Like the regular, this is what everyone does. I'm like, none of that really interested me.
Right.
So I'm in a different, category of how I live my life.
But totally, and the freedom, and that you've been able to see the world and all those things. Like, once you do that, once you have like all that responsibility, it's like, no.
Well, and then the key is letting go of that guilt.
Yeah. Right. It's like, I'm not taking the hit enough for the team.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what she's saying. So, of course, it's like that static connection is equal to all the things that are there stifling the connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it doesn't, you know, I really understand, because we can find ourselves unconsciously in this mindset of, well, in order for me to have the life that I imagine for myself, or that I would like for myself, then there's so many aspects that I want and they're lining up. But in order to have that, then I have to sacrifice something else. I did that my whole life up until very recently, like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Where I thought, well, I'm taking the hit for the team, and I'm single mom, and I hung up my dancing shoes, and I'm never going to date, and I don't want that. And okay, the next life I'll experience what I would imagine what a significant love partnership would look like. But it's not for me in this life. I kept telling myself that.
Mm-hmm.
And if on some fateful day a year ago that I was asked out in person, you know, by somebody, and I'm like, oh, excuse me, what is this? And I felt like I was, doing a field study someplace. I had no idea. And the fact that I just decided up until that point, like, no, my experience is having been in a relationship that spanned the course of 30 years, and that's going to be it. Cute. And that's okay. And I was totally okay with that.
Mm.
But there were parts of myself that were completely dormant. So there are parts of yourself that are completely dormant because we're busy taking the hit for the team.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's conscious or unconsciously, claiming that, well, we're going to have to sacrifice an aspect of experience because it's not our place in this life to experience particular things, like romantic love.
Mm.
I convinced myself of that. Now, am I beginning to rewrite that script? You know it. I actually got nominated to be valedictorian, right? Is that what it is?
Valedictorian, yeah.
Yeah, say it. Thank you. For the whole academy. So I'm very excited.
God.
Yeah. So you never know. You never know how the script can be flipped when you realize, guess what? There's no script. Let's just see what happens. Let's just be present in this moment. And the more we're present and the more we quiet the mind, the more things will be revealed to us because it's a matter of less resistance and higher vibrational frequency. That's it. You know, so if you think about all the things that you're thinking about, it does muddy the waters or it obstructs the flow for less resistance and for raising vibration. You know, if you are always thinking about or it's there as a continuous baseline of, well, this is my mission right now. This is what I need to do. Take the hit for the team and take care of everything. And I did that. I did that. And it doesn't mean I have shirked my responsibilities. Absolutely not. But there's less resistance and more breathing room. So that act of you feeling compelled once a week to be in repose, that's a very benign, a very healthy form of rebellion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's good. So what she's saying is the key is not to feel, and I don't know how you can tell me, you know, you can tell me what it is for you, but the key is that if you're going to do that, you know, you're going to take, like, you can't, it's Corona, things are crazy, we're losing our minds. Like, yeah, I love that idea. Spend a couple of hours, you know, once a week in the bed and you'll just freestyle the day. You'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't have a negative association with doing that, if that makes sense. As long as there's a part of you, like maybe the purest part of yourself that knows, like, damn, I just got to do this. And I'm not going to explain it. I don't need to. I need to do this. I need to slow down. I need to think less. I just need to be on my terms and to take my time. And there's no explanations that are due anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how have you felt? Like, have you felt like when you've taken that repose, like content and clear, like this is what I need to do?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's that feeling. I mean, I realized, oh, wow, I've been doing this at least once a week. And
yeah, you're noticing.
And it's timely because I'm not having to watch my niece every day.
Right.
And
the opportunity, right.
And, yeah, so, you know, there's the little things that on the periphery of that is like, oh, I'm not busy. That means I'm not making any money, and that means blah blah blah. I'm like, yeah, but you know, I'm like, it'll
you're
work
managing,
itself out.
You're managing. You're managing. You're persevering. Right? You're managing. Mm-hmm. That's as long as you're managing, you're successful.
I do need to switch gears a little bit because we do have Lil Fairy in the chat room, and then we also have a hand
raised. Okay, Lil Fairy, we got you. Okay.
So I'm kind of going in that order because Lil Fairy did message us last show.
Right, right. She got the job, right?
And she was asking, so, but she kind of did everything else up here. She said, hello, Liz and Alisa. I received a job offer from the company starting with the initial I. My salary is still being finalized, and I haven't been given the work contract yet.
Okay.
However, I am feeling some resistance to make career change as I like my current jobs, conditions, and hours.
Girl, you always do this to yourself. So is a job, I don't know, is the job a totally different job? Is a career change?
I have no idea.
Girl, it's an adventure. It's an adventure. It's an adventure, girl.
Yeah,
live
so her question
adventure.
Was, do you pick up anything on the energy surrounding that new job, please?
I'm
and then also.
Well, let me just say this. I'm picking up, like, Lil Fairy, we are the, like I just said this a second ago, we are the architect of our destiny. So all this energy, resistance, this, I like the other job, all of this, I got one foot in one world, another foot in another world. So, again, we're back and forth. We're not going anywhere. Take a leap of faith. Because
she did answer.
Go ahead.
That, yes, the job is in, the new job is in my field.
So I don't understand what she's talking about career change. So I, like, yeah, and I didn't get any sleep, so I'm not going to even try to figure that out. Lil Fairy, look at this as you are leveling up. Again, I've talked many times about there's a threshold energy, right, that we're all crossing one paradigm of existence shifting to a new paradigm. But if we gum up the works, you know, it's like you're riding a bike, and if there's a piece of gum that gets thrown in the gears, you're going to crash and burn. Trust life. Trust the adventure. Trust yourself.
Mm.
And if you feel resistance, figure out how to not feel it. It's an adventure. Okay, was there anything else in her message in the chat?
Oh, and that was also a revisiting of her last one. Well, she said, if you pick up anything on my current female coworkers, please, feel they still pick on me a bit.
Well, who cares?
She gave,
and you're leaving the job. Who cares? You're leaving the job.
Yeah.
Who cares? There's going to be people. Listen, we have no idea what things mean to other people. Right? If they pick on you, then obviously there's woundedness on their end. That's, you know, unless they're like your family member or a really good friend or someone you really care about, who cares? The world is filled with people that ought to pick on us. Who cares? You're leaving the job. That's it. And everything leads us to self-understanding and growth. And don't resist growing pains because you're leveling up. But you're going to only level up to the degree that it is not obscured with doubt, a lot of questions. You're very capable. And the thing is, Lil Fairy, and the thing, it's just an energy thing. Lil Fairy has no idea, and this is probably why they pick on her, whatever, because I would imagine they see something in her that maybe was in their past or something, meaning they see somebody that is at a different stage in life that is beautiful that they're probably a little triggered. And they're probably, you know, in a different stage in life, you know, maybe a little more set in their ways, maybe a little bit older. I don't know. Who cares? It only means something if you make it mean something. And unfortunately, what I am picking up is that there must have been some sort of maternal figure in Little Fairy's life. I don't know if it's a mother or a grandmother. I don't feel it's, I feel like it's a female energy that kind of impacted certain processes, certain ways of thinking, which kind of leads into the resistance and the indecision. So I'm feeling something that originates back in early life. Maybe a grandmother, I'm not sure. But yeah, it's time to set yourself free.
Wow.
Live your life, have fun.
Okay, and she's typed in some things, like just saying, yes, I will work on my issues and figure out what's causing the resistance. Yes, we'll most probably leave the job if everything looks good in the contract.
Of course.
Yeah, and then, I must trigger them. And I think that's just interesting that there's, there's usually...
I felt that. She triggers them. I know she does.
There's usually something going on with that, that, like you said, that maternal connection. And if it's, whether it's, you know, from a mother, grandmother, or mother figure, someone that
really impacted.
She mm-hmm. either like absolutely respected that person or lived in fear of that person or you know, wanted to please that person. But I can see how that could play out with being indecisive.
Absolutely.
Because you're not going to get the go ahead from somebody, you know, that reminds you of this person. You're not going to get a go ahead. It's never going to come out the way you think. Talk about releasing shackles and moving forward.
Yes.
That's,
release the ties that bind. Little Fairy, just even like on Monday, even if you just like light a candle and just meditate and just say, I'm ready to like just release myself. And it's, you know, from those things that you don't want anymore, and focus on the things that you do want. So you don't have to drag all of that burden with you moving forward. Don't need to do that.
All right. And now we have a hand raised. So
okay.
I think I know who this is. If I can have that work. Hello, Blog Talk. Goodness gracious. All right. Hello.
Hello there. How are you, ladies?
Who's this caller?
My name is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. You a first-time caller?
No, I think I have talked to you, ladies.
Oh, Barbara,
it's been
Chicago?
Quite a while. Yeah.
Okay, I know who it is. Yay. Okay, so we have about 10 minutes, so perfect. We have plenty of time. So what's going on?
Well, I just, like you, lady, have been contemplating a lot of things, past, present, future. And
that's all of it.
Yeah, it is. And I just have this, and I'm a pretty positive person anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But things like I wanted to do, like, get my house in order, you know, make it look different. So I just started watching on people that can't sell their house for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And how they look at their house in one way and how making small changes can make a big impact and how to pare down. And then I'm watching organization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people are like 35 years younger than me.
So?
But it's really, it's helping me shift from being stuck, because there's a lot of things that physically I can't do
mm-hmm.
that I used to be able to do. It's just kind of like, you know, because I'm pretty mechanical, but I just don't have the strength anymore.
Sure.
To do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of helped me shift to unstuck to motivated.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's inspiration. You've been inspired.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
And with the go ahead, keep going. I'm listening.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, with the things that, like, you know, the mechanical acuity and strength and all of that, the fact is that you are aware of it. So what's good is that you could delegate and supervise people that have the strength and the ability, but you know what I mean? Like, you could find, like, a relative or a college student or somebody to help you with certain things, but just supervise since you are mechanical because you are aware.
Right.
You do that.
Because
this way you don't...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
A good mind of how things should be.
So you can supervise, and that way, you know, you're not going to get duped. You will probably save a little money because you could sort of do it together. You could do the things that don't require strength that's going to be taxing on you, but you can delegate, and you know, and you can find there's always a loophole. You can find a way, so that's good. So what's your question to us?
What do you see for me going forward?
That's a broad stroke of a question. You gotta narrow it down, sis.
Oh gosh.
Sorry. Yeah, and the thing is, we do this deliberately, because again, you're the architect of your experience, right?
So I know.
Yeah. So if you know,
yeah.
Then let's be specific, because you can. You got this. You are capable. So
I guess going forward with work,
Are you in between, or are you in between work, or are you currently employed?
No, I'm not currently employed.
Okay,
I want to venture out in something.
Well,
brand new.
I asked you a question if you were in between. So you're that's it, right? That's the first thing I said. Are you in between? Yes or no?
Yes, I guess
okay. That's
true.
Okay, so you know, I've noticed you use the word guess a lot. Let's find a substitute for that.
Okay.
Because guess kind of unconsciously, it kind of puts you not in the driver's seat, right?
Mm.
So let's really pinpoint when you say guess. I guess my question is this. I guess I'm in between. I guess you could say that. Well, what does the word guess mean? You're not. It's uncertain, right?
True.
Right. So let's approach things with a perspective of certainty. I know that I would like to move forward with work.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, I guess I'm in between. No. So it's just shifting that little bit of static to clarity, because using the word guess is just creating noise and static. It's not giving you complete ownership. Right? Even saying that the people on the show are 35 years, why is that relevant? If the show inspired you, inspiration has no age, you're inspired. You're still breathing, that means you're still viable. Done. It's not over. If you're still here and you're breathing, it's not over. Yes or no?
True.
Thank you. And I like that you're saying true. I like that, because now you're stepping into your truth. You follow where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Right. So in terms of work, you said something about thinking about venturing out. What does that mean when you say that?
Well, I've had a lot of health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really... It's really made me question and use the word guess. And I'm really not that type of a person.
Right. So let's switch that because that
I'm a pretty decisive person.
Sorry?
I says I'm a pretty decisive person.
Right. So let's use those health issues that are in the process of being resolved as indicators of your strength. Because you're not a weak person.
Mm-mm.
Right. So that's just your body being a teacher for you. That's okay. So what's to stop you to find appropriate opportunities and start doing your cover letters and your resumes and just looking at it all as an adventure? Yeah, because if you're guessing, then you're guessing the universe, and the universe is like, well, she's not sure, so we're just going to send an unsure picture because we're following her cue energetically and vibrationally.
Well, the problem has been is I can be in a go position, and then I could just turn the wrong way.
Well,
I could trip.
That's any of us.
I have turned the wrong way, trip, or it's just like every time I would want to do something, something else would happen. It was the craziest
thing. So it's getting your attention. What do you think? And we only have a couple of minutes. What do you think it's getting? So what do you think the message is? Obviously, when things happen like that, when I was the first year dealing with my divorce, I fell 13 times in 1 year. I lost my mind. Okay? Right? So that was my brain short-circuiting because I just couldn't handle everything that was going on. So what do you think the message is for you? Why is it getting your attention in that way? Because it got your attention. What do you think that's about?
Well, I think it was telling me I need to stay put and do more of the work that I need to get done.
Right. Right. So are you managing?
Yes.
Thank you. You're managing. That's all you need to do right now is just manage. And
well,
be
and
open.
I guess I have looked at it from a different perspective
now. You what?
Now.
You what?
I said...
Let's do that again. You what? Are you managing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what did you just say? You what? How would you rephrase that?
What do you mean? Look at things through a different
perspective.
Well, you said,
I guess. So instead of saying guess, how would you rephrase what you were about to say?
I look at things in a new way.
Thank you. So look at, see, because you see how you're obstructing the flow.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's all you need. That's all you need to know for right now. But please feel free to give us a call back.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Good luck, Barbara.
Good luck, girl.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, another caper solved.
Well,
Yeah,
that is interesting because, mm-hmm. you know, the moment we doubt and we decide, it's not worth it, we stay stuck, you know. We stay stuck and then we wonder why we're stuck.
Right.
And it's hard because it's true. Stuff happens and it gets our attention and
right.
you know, we have that contrast, all the things that you
right.
talked about with process.
Right.
With how things, we have to process things.
Right.
And it's just a matter of having like that little conversation of,
right.
oh, listening to how you're saying things and is that true? And sometimes being very broad and very general kind of keeps it, you think it keeps
right.
it. It's just like doing a doggy paddle, you know, like, all
right,
well, I'm just
right.
going to
okay.
tread
yeah.
above water.
Yeah. On a circle. Right.
But you will get tired of doing that. And at some point,
right.
you have to decide how, you know, how important is it for you to swim in a particular direction so you're not in over your head.
Correct.
And how important is it for you to look around and say, okay, that's the direction I need to go, even if it could be, quote unquote, the wrong direction. You made a move, and then if it means, oh, and I got to swim back across, well, then you swim back across because you've done it once before.
Right.
It's not giving up on your own abilities.
Right.
And it's not being afraid of making a choice and seeing it play out and knowing you can make another choice.
Correct. Well said.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. So, wow, what an interesting conversation. The whole thing. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good for no sleep. Yes. All right. So, if you guys need to get a hold of us or you want to leave a testimonial, please, we're collecting them. Please send them to, or just you can reach out to us to loablend@gmail.com. And we are scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And I encourage you guys to listen to the Abundant Power Hour, which Lisa and I won't be on, but our dear friends Anna and Anita will be, for this all this powerful energy taking place this coming Monday, the 21st, at 8:30 p.m. United States Eastern Time. Stay safe. Take care of yourselves and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you guys. Take care. Bye.
Love y'all.
Bye.